Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Coming up this hour, besides your calls, which we're taking toll-free at 1-866-405-8405, or you can ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. This hour, Dr. Nicholas Dodman. He is an animal psychiatrist. This is probably his fourth or fifth appearance here on Animal Radio. And he says racehorses can have Tourette's syndrome. Dogs can have epilepsy. Cats can have OCD. I wonder if there's any animals that have ADD. Bird. Is there any animals, any dogs that don't have ADD? That's my question. He's has a brand new book called Pets on the Couch, and we'll talk to him in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Hey, I have some hot stock tips for you, and they all have to do with animals, pets somehow. I mean, and these stocks are making lots of money, great returns.
I will tell you that I have a little bit of control over my retirement account, and that I can select the stocks that I want in my retirement account. And I have selected some animal stocks, and they have just outperformed.
Well.
They have done phenomenal. And I don't know if it's just a little bubble now or something, but we'll find out more with Lori Brooks in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Sherry, how are you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Very good. Where are you calling from today?
Good. I am calling from Sun River, Oregon.
Sun River. Is it sunny in Sun River, Oregon?
It most certainly is, right by the river.
Oh. So what's going on with your animals?
Well, you know, I'm doing a lot of camping. And although in this area we don't have a lot of fleas, we do have ticks. So I'm just kind of curious about if there's some alternative I can give to them other than, you know, some organic method that I can try to keep them from it rather than the stuff that's on the market.
Yeah, you know, most of the things that people recommend that are, you know, give orally are more for fleas and kind of the old, you know, garlic and brewer's yeast and so forth. And I don't even find those work for fleas. So, no, I don't recommend those kind of things for tick repellency.
Okay.
As far as there have been some, and this is a dog we're talking about, not a cat, right?
Correct.
There are some products that use essential oils, such as the eucalyptus, lemon oil, geranium oil, that can actually have repellency effect against some parasites, external parasites. The challenge is that they have to be processed, or they have to be used in a safe manner, meaning that essential oils can actually be toxic to animals if they're ingested in large amounts or they're applied directly to the skin in high concentration. So that could be something that you could look at doing. And I've seen some folks even use that kind of stuff in different topical products or on the pet's bedding, in their home bedding area, I'm sorry, their kennel area. So that's a thought. As far as there's some really great flea and tick collars that have some great efficacy. So I'm kind of inclined to recommend those type of things, like the Preventic collar can be really nice. It's not necessarily organic, but it can really help with pets that are in those environments that we have ticks.
Okay, so the collars are probably a better idea than that. Because the other stuff's also chemical, and I really don't like that. But the collar you could take on and off if they were outside with you, you could put it on, and then when they're inside, you could take it off.
You could, yeah. Although there's some benefit of keeping that on when they're still in the general environment, because we want to keep that on them. So I wouldn't necessarily take it on and off unless there was some sensitivity to it. But yeah, a lot of those collars can really be helpful to repel those critters and to keep them from setting up an infestation. So, and you're not dealing with fleas at all? It's mostly the ticks, huh?
No, it's just fleas. It's just ticks. We don't have any fleas in our area at all.
Okay.
Lucky you.
And you know, there are some really wonderful products that do work for fleas and ticks that are more that you can find through your veterinarian that last for sometimes as long as 4 months. Those are more of like an oral product or some of the topicals that have some nice efficacy for that. But I understand if you're kind of looking for a different direction, something you don't want to give them to ingest directly.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you for your call. No fleas in Sunny River. It should be No Fleas Sunny River. Is what they should call
it. Hell.
Sounds like a song.
Ticks. though. Lots of ticks. And you know what? When you're removing them, you got to be so careful removing those puppies.
Ugh. Yeah, you don't want to leave behind those little mouth parts because then they'll get an infection and certainly get quite uncomfortable with that. So
we'll head back to those phones in just a couple of seconds for Dr. Debbie and dog father Joey Villani. Now, Nike, the studio stunt cat, he's on Prozac. Is that correct?
Kitty Prozac.
Kitty Prozac. Yes, do you know why is he taking Prozac?
He was a very anxious cat. He couldn't relax. He used to pace. He would pace the walls, every corner, and walk the whole length of a wall and go into another room and walk along the walls, and he'd spray, and he just, the other cats would be sleeping, and he was like awake 95% of the time, and he couldn't Aww. Relax.
Oh, wow. I guess I was a little surprised to find out that your cat was being treated with a medicine that's used
it's
for humans.
It's made a big difference. He can finally rest during the day and sleep, and he's not so anxious.
You know who we have on the phone is my favorite animal shrink, Nicholas Dodman. Hi, Nicholas. How you doing? Dr. Dodman.
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
Brand new book called Pets on the Couch, Neurotic Dogs, Compulsive Cats, Anxious Birds, and the New Science of Animal Psychiatry. It seems like we're treating animals for all too human problems.
Well, that's kind of the point of the book. You know, over the 35 years I've been at Tufts, for the most of that time I've been an animal behaviorist. And, you know, I started out not really realizing the similarity between pets' behavioral issues and human psychiatric and psychological problems. But I found myself studying a condition that was later renamed obsessive-compulsive disorder. And then we, in the process of looking at that, we stumbled across a canine version of autism.
Wow.
And then we found, you know, that the human drugs that treat those things will also treat cats, as you were saying at the top of the show there. And then we found animals with PTSD, which were a mirror image of the human disorder. And then we found different types of anxiety, generalized anxiety, even to, you know, one of the chapters in the book is about Tourette's disease in a horse.
Tourette's in a racehorse. Wow.
How does that manifest itself?
Well, if you know anything about Tourette's in people, you know, it starts at about 7 years old. Well, it starts at the equivalent age in a horse, about 18 months. And they start to make a strange noise. Not all of them, but not all Tourette's utter these strange profanities or other words. But in fact, the title of the chapter is called The Horse Who Went Harumph. And it was a bizarre vocalization that didn't kind of seem like equine language as we taught it to the students, something completely bizarre. They also have a large head-neck motor tic, which a lot of Tourette syndrome sufferers have, and striking out with one limb, which Tourette sufferers do. It's called hemibolismus, and it occurs mainly in males, as does Tourette syndrome in people. And the story, on about 14 out of 14 points, the parallels are precise.
Wow.
We even got the attention of the Tourette Syndrome Association, who totally believed us, gave us a grant to look at the drugs that they use in people and to see how they worked in the equine model, they thought of it. And it was exactly the same. Treatments that turned on or turned off serotonin, turned on or turned off dopamine and other neurotransmitter systems had precisely the same effect in the horse as they did in people.
And Doc, I have a question because I have a lot of, you know, patients with OCD, especially I can think of a bull terrier that was doing a lot of tail chasing. So when someone comes in and says, I think my dog is a slow learner, how do you counsel them into saying, you know, it's more of a training issue or maybe it's in fact something like autism?
We started out, you know, my first interest I just mentioned was repetitive disorders, which were later renamed by a psychiatrist. As a matter of fact, Dr. Judith Rappaport first noted that the acral lick disorder, where dogs compulsively lick their wrists, actually has so many parallels with the human hand-washing version of OCD. And so I was looking at bull terriers as if they had OCD. But funnily enough, we did some EEGs, you know, brainwave studies on them, and they also had seizures, a type of seizure anyway, and they also, the tail chasers tend to be males. The ratio is 4 to 5 to 4, male to female, and they also tend to have trouncing spells where they freeze under bushes, and they can also, not all of them, but they can also have explosive aggression. And bottom line is, when you put all those signs together and more, They're the same signs as happen in autistic spectrum disorders in people. But even so, just the look of it did not really convince one journal we tried to submit that premise to, the Journal of Autism and Childhood Developmental Disorders, and they said, we would believe you, but you really need to have some kind of biological marker, so it's not just looks like, but actually is like. So we talked to a human autism expert at Tufts University, Dr. Theo Harrides, nice Greek name, and he said, yes, in autistic children you have elevation of a strange material called neurotensin. It's present in everyone, but it's elevated in autistic children. And also you have problems with the the stress axis in the brain and increased ACTH, adrenocorticotropic hormone. So we said, all right, we've got to prove it. So we go and get blood samples from affected versus control, significantly elevated in the dogs, just like in the autistic children. So now we had the biomarker. We finally got the paper published in a journal called Translational Psychiatry, which is a very prestigious journal and one of the Nature series of journals. So it wasn't in some backwater with, you know, no reviewers or poor reviewers. This was really given the ninth degree.
We are with Dr. Nicholas Dodman, who's been, this has got to be your fourth or fifth time on Animal Radio. Your life is all about animal psychiatry and animal behaviorist. And I have a great question about depression and suicide coming up next. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Dr. Nicholas Dodman right after this.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N pets.com.
Not available in all states. Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3434. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3434.
Did you know that the average family visits 5 websites before booking a vacation rental? It can take hours, if not days, to book vacation rentals online. This is not the ideal way to start your vacation. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
Vacation rentals are the perfect option for families, groups, and even solo travelers. They're more affordable than hotels, offer way more space, and come with perks like free Wi-Fi, parking, fully stocked kitchens, backyards, and hot tubs.
Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. Simply type in your destination, and we'll show you all available rentals from Vrbo, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more. With over 8 million homes to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect place to stay.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
And with our price comparison tool, you'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To book a place to stay, visit Tripping.com today.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor PU.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.